fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 31st of October. Prepper tip of the day. In addition to stocking up on reusable canning lids, something very important, there's a film being released next Wednesday, the 6th of November. The title of it is The People's Truth. You want to find out about this? Go to Vaxxed2, that's V-A-X-X-E-D, 2, that's Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta numeral 2.com. You can buy your tickets there. You'll find out which of the 100 plus cities. They will not release the names of the theaters until Tuesday the 5th. There's so much pushback, so much censorship against this by the pharmaceutical industry. A very important documentary film. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. We're going to be talking about the United States economy, the world economy. And if you want to learn more about Steve and what Steve does, well, let's go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Top of my homepage, you'll see what looks like a Christmas gift, a red box with a gold ribbon. Just click on that, and you'll have Steve's landing page for Swiss America. If you don't have internet access and you want the nice booklets that are offered by Steve and Swiss America, you can give Steve a call. Here's his telephone number, 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, there's... the insanity in Washington, D.C. has kind of pushed the economy into the background, at least temporarily, hasn't it?
It seems so, yeah, but they haven't. They've been so relentless, John. They haven't stopped since the guy got in office.
That's true. That's true. It just seems to be ramping up, and the shouting seems to be becoming more intense. I'm hearing all this discourse, all this discussion about the economy's good, the economy's bad, the economy's great, the economy's headed for a depression. It makes your head spin. What's a person to believe, Steve?
Well, you know, you have to really, it's like a puzzle. It's one big puzzle, and you have to get news sources from places other than Fox News and CNN and really find out what's being said around the world. You know, it's not just about us and what other countries are thinking right now. You know, there's some news coming out that China, Russia, and Europe are really pushing to completely get away from the U.S. dollar and any influence that they have whatsoever. You know, that's a big deal. You know, you start looking at news that doesn't have to do with what we are producing, and that's a big telltale sign. On Friday of last week, I even sent you the article. The central bank came out and is hinting at a big reset. Their exact wording that they put into this publication is, again, and this is a quote, "If the system collapses, gold will serve as a basis to build it back up again." So, you know, the fact
who
that
issued
the central bank...
That statement was issued by what entity again, Steve?
The central bank.
The Federal Reserve.
The Dutch central bank.
Oh, Dutch central bank. Okay, excuse me.
Dutch central bank. And the fact that they are even coming out and using the word "if the system collapses" and that's being toyed with, you know, inside that type of a circle, you know, that other countries are realizing how bad this is. You know, it's got to open people's eyes to really what's happening behind the scenes. There's just too much going on. When you're pulling $130 billion overnight, you know, and they're not even talking about it, but they're still pulling it every single night to fund the banks because the banks are supposedly out of money and there's no liquidity. Meanwhile, we're putting in another $60 to $70 billion during the day into the market to keep everything afloat. That's not a good economy. That's not, you know, because we're printing off money, doesn't mean things are good. That's a bad sign. The Fed came out yesterday and cut rates again, and Powell's exact statement was, "We see no time in the foreseeable future at which we will even discuss raising rates." You know, you raise rates when things are good. You know, you're
right.
Dropping them when
right.
things aren't,
right.
And then
right.
we keep
right.
dropping them, you know, like crazy now.
Well, they can't drop them much anymore. Can they? I don't believe they can.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Trump is still screaming that he wants us to go negative rates. Trump thinks it's the only way to save, you know, us from going into a massive depression. I mean, and it makes sense what he's saying, but, you know, he really thinks that we should be going even lower.
So if I put $100 into the bank, I would be paying the bank to keep my $100.
Correct. You'd go back to the bank and you'd have $90.
Okay, I don't need to think about that terribly long, I don't believe.
I don't think any American will need to think too hard about that. We'll all be putting it under the mattress.
As one of my neighbors said, I was born at night, but not last night. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's our system depends on people having money in the bank to conduct daily business as opposed to under the mattress. So with the system we've got, people will continue to put money in the bank and pay money to the bank to keep the money there because they couldn't conduct normal business otherwise, could they?
Well, no, the bank uses your money. That's why if you go to the bank and you go to take out money, they ask you so many questions. You know, they don't really have that money. You know, that money is lent out to so many different places. You look at the line of money that, you know, is being played with by banks like Chase, you know, they're $2.7 trillion. You know, that's a lot of money. You look at Bank of America, $2.5 trillion. You start putting these banks together, and all of a sudden you go, wow, that's a lot of money that's in play by just a few banks. And, you know, this money, it's not sitting in vaults at the bank when you go to deposit your check. You know, they don't have that much money. So, you know, it's not like, you know, they have this magic vault with these pallets of dollar bills. It just doesn't exist anymore. It's all digital
right.
zeros.
Right, right. Well, out here in the country, I've mentioned this before, Steve, a tremendous percentage of transactions are still conducted in cash. People get their paper check from their employer on Fridays. They go straight to the bank. They turn that paper check into currency. And that's the way life is out here in the Ozarks. People use U.S. currency to conduct many, if not most, of their transactions. But nationwide, I know that's not the case. People make use of credit cards, debit cards, and so forth for the majority of their transactions and rarely make use of currency. So that's a fact of life, and you and I are not going to change it. But with the things we're looking at, People need a fallback position, a plan B, don't they, sir?
Well, exactly. You know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, and nor should you ever do so. You shouldn't put all your money in one stock. You know, you should spread it around. You know, but that's, you know, you should buy land. You know, I'm never going to tell people to look to the Bible or nothing like that. That's not what I'm here for. But, you know, you go back to the Bible, and the Bible tells you, even, you know, for security, you should have gold, silver, land, livestock. You know, those are your security of life. You know, and it's just insurance. That's all it is. It's a way to make sure that you maintain your life.
That's right. That's right. Well, people need to review this information. You'll be glad to mail people these beautiful, nicely printed brochures. They can read them online, or you'll mail them ink on paper editions. And the first step is to educate yourself about the true nature of what money is and what it's not. Right, Steve?
Exactly. You know, and starting with exactly what you just said, call in, give me your information, whether you want emailed or mailed. I have lots of different reports that can teach you about any area of investing with metals markets, you know, what achieves different things, and why it's important. You know, and after you read it, maybe you don't think it's as important as I do, that's fine. You know, but at least you have a little bit more knowledge, and you can make a better decision.
That's right. Well, making informed decisions is just part of being an adult. When it comes to medical decisions, they called it informed consent. And in this area, it would be informed decisions as to what to do when it comes to any kind of investment, whether it's gold and silver coins or real estate or collectibles or whatever it might be. People need to educate themselves first about the risks and the benefits, don't they?
Well, they do. You know, and it's funny, I've been doing this for 20 years, and, you know, people that I talk to, you know, I'd say 8 out of every 10 people that call in or even from the show or from off the street that are looking to find insurance, you know, I mentioned the idea about the retirement accounts. 8 out of 10 people have no clue that you can buy physical gold, silver, platinum through a retirement account. You know, the fact that there's other options for you, everybody thinks that you have to go with whoever your employer was through or whoever you're with through, you know, Fidelity or Edward Jones. That's not the case. You can buy physical coins or you can buy physical metal. You know, you can also buy land if you wanted to set it up a different way. There's so many different options to you when it comes to investing. You really have to do your research.
Yes. Well, you need to do your research, and it needs to be thoughtful, diligent research where people are finding out facts, not fiction, and making educating themselves, I should say, as to the true nature of what money is, what investments are, where this economy is right now, where it's going, the inevitable conclusion of the burdensome debt this country has sold at interest, by the way, that can never be paid back. The debt that's being bought in the form of treasury notes and treasury bonds cannot ever be paid off at full face value, can it, sir?
I don't know a way that it could. It's going to take some new plan that I've never read of.
Well, I'm no expert in that kind of financing, but the dollar amounts, when you're looking at, I believe it's up to $22 trillion. There's been various examples made, visual examples of pallets 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet with $100 bills shrink wrapped. How many football stadiums that would fill up? And these visual examples do kind of get your attention, don't they?
Well, they do, you know, and, you know, it's funny, I was talking to my daughter, who's 15, a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about debt, and she was asking questions, and I was saying, do you realize how big the number, you know, we're about to hit $23 trillion. I go, do you realize how big the number trillion is? I go, do you even know how many digits that is? And, you know, she started guessing, because she doesn't even know. I mean, it's a number that until you write it down on paper and you see how many times, once you place, you know, four commas, all of a sudden you go, wow, that's a huge number. So it's a big number,
right? And most calculators that people own can't even calculate that high, can they?
No, they can't.
There's just not enough decimal points to the right. Well, what information today would you like to get across to people that is new and important, Steve?
You know, the talk that, you know, I can't emphasize this enough, when other countries and, you know, central banks are bringing up the severity of what's happening with the dollar, you know, with trade. The big news today is that apparently this trade deal is nowhere near close, and China is now saying that, you know, they want nothing to do with this, and that, you know, they think they've been bamboozled. They're saying, you know, there's so much that's going on where countries don't believe in the dollar. They're trying to get away from the dollar. And that's why we're having these problems. We're having trade wars. And the trade war is not just with China. Europe's been playing the game, too. Russia doesn't want anything to do with us. Now you've got these three countries that are trying to get away from the dollar together. You know, that's a big group of people. You're not talking about some small country. I mean, those are three massive, you know, finance companies. You know, countries that are saying, you know, we want to get away. And then you have the central bank talking about, if the system collapses, what it's going to take to rebuild this. You know, you guys have to take these puzzle pieces and make yourself a picture. And the picture that you should be seeing right now is telling you, you've got to start getting protection. You don't wait until it's too late. It makes no sense to take money that you have sitting in an account that's doing nothing, or in a stock that's at an all-time high. You know, if your stock's at an all-time high, if you wouldn't buy that all-time high stock today, then you should be selling it. That's just basic finance. You know, it's take your money, make it, you run, and you put it into another safe haven where you can protect yourself. And that's all this is about, just protecting yourself.
Absolutely. That is what it's all about. People work hard to get the funds that they've got, and they need to protect those funds for the benefit of themselves and their families. And those who fail to do so, well, they could pay a pretty heavy price for it, couldn't they, Steve?
Well, there's rumors out there that the dollar could see devaluations of the likes of 50%, you know, even more. You know, and nobody really has that number, and nobody should ever tell you that it's going to be a certain number, because nobody really knows. But when you start hearing that, you know, the common, you know, word that's out there from financial institutions, look at what J.P. Morgan said to people, and I've said this a number of times. They're telling you to get out of stocks, cash, and into Asian currencies and gold. You know, you got to think, why would these financial places not want you to invest? They're telling you to seek a safe haven as well. And you know, they don't want to see you lose your money. I don't want to see you lose your money. Nobody does. And it's not that you should take every penny you have and put it into this. You got to start somewhere, and even if you start with $1,000, it doesn't matter. You've got to find some way to get a hedge so that you are protected.
That's right. That's right. And it's not necessarily going to be the same thing for everybody. Some people may want gold bullion. Others may want some silver dollars, for example. And somebody else might want some silver dimes, or maybe gold coins. And they may want to have different types of investments, maybe some real estate, maybe some collectibles, and then some silver and gold coins in a safe. It's going to be different things for different people, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. I mean, I've talked to a couple of your listeners that have called in and had some, you know, pretty big retirement accounts that didn't know that they could buy metal, and were in the process of, you know, I'm going over some stuff, and then I mentioned to them, did you know that you can even buy real estate? Because this gentleman that has a retirement account, he's trying to buy rental properties, and he's trying to figure out a way to do it. I said, well, there is a way you can do it through your retirement account. So I put him onto that option. He's not even going to buy metal now. He's actually going to go to rental properties, but it's what he wanted to do. And I'm fine with that. As long as he gets some type of insurance and he gets his money out of the dollar, I am more than happy that, you know, I help somebody, you know, get down that road of security.
Well, that's a great service you're providing there. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry, hold on. We got a break. Hold on to the break.
Oh, okay.
Jerry.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jerry Moore here on Thursday the 31st. Jerry, what's your question or comment, sir?
Well, I've struggled for a long time trying to articulate, and that's a big $20 word for a high schooler diploma. But anyway, to get people to understand what the value of gold and silver is, as well, you know, it goes down in price, it goes up in price. And finally, it's my wife that was the first one. She said, well, the price of silver is falling. She said, we're losing money. I said, it's worth what it's worth. I said, the paper, what's it good for? It won't even make good fire starter, you know. So I think what killed us so far is precious metals is when they moved it to a commodity. You know, that changed the whole mindset of so many people. But what I really called about was credit cards and debit cards. Now, I can't understand how these banks are suffering so much. I mean, credit cards, that's legalized loan sharking. You get miss a payment or two, man, they raise your interest rates up where minimum payment won't even hardly cover the interest that you are charged on a large amount. How are these banks losing money and it's cost them so much money when they have these credit cards? I know they've got a lot of them that's in default and whatever, but good golly, the amount of money that is generated. Now, they charge people on both ends. I know John's probably aware of it, and you too, Steve, but any time a merchant takes a credit card for payment, they're charged a percentage of that transaction, whether it's a 0.5%. One time is as much as 3.5-4% for every transaction that was made on the amount. How are these banks losing all this money?
Well, that's why they're doing these overnight repo. I mean, you got to remember, banks are out of money, whether it's because of charge-offs or because people aren't paying their bills. You know, they're saying that car loans, credit cards, all this stuff is starting to be major defaults. You know, that's why they're needing money. You know, you can loan out money to people and let people charge till their heart's content, and then all of a sudden they don't pay it back because they don't have a way. You know, you can't let someone rack up $10,000 and then charge them 20% interest. And they don't, you know, have a means to ever pay it back. What do? The money just goes into thin air. It's debt. And it's just more debt the banks keep racking up. And then, you know, they're trying to get, you know, investors to buy into their debt. But, you know, something you just said about silver, when did you buy into silver, Jerry?
Well, the first time I bought any silver, and I buy junk silver. Well, I do buy some rounds, but I bought my first back when it started jumping way up back in, what was it?
The 80s?
About 10 years ago. About 10, 15, 10, 12 years ago when it got up to like $22 an ounce.
Okay. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Silver's up 35% in the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. Silver's on a big move, and, you know, you can go back, gold or silver, either one. If you go back 40 years, and you average out gold, gold has given you a return of 9% a year. If you go back and do silver and start from, you know, any point in time, you know, I mean, you don't want to go back to when silver was a dollar, but even in the early 2000s, you could have got silver for $3. So, you know, the problem is people look at, you know, if you buy high and then you want to judge it when it's come back down, you know, the process of gold and silver, it takes 4 steps forward and then it takes 1 or 2 steps back. You know, that's the gradual nature of metals. That's the way it's always been. You know, if you look at a chart for gold, you know, it's this long, steady staircase. And every once in a while, it takes a couple steps down, and it keeps on going back up. And that's the thing you have to remember when you're buying metals. That's a good thing. If it went straight up, it's going to come straight back down. You've got to have
dollar cost averaging is a dollar cost averaging is a term that I learned many years ago, and that's one thing that they pushed in mutual funds. You buy a little bit every week or every month, and you buy high, buy low, but it gradually increases in value. But we're talking about dollars, not precious metals. So, I buy the metal, and I put it back, and I forget about it, you know. And every once in a while, it just dawned on me just how much value I've got in metal that I don't even count as wealth, you know, but it's there. I just boggles my mind at how we have been for the last 15 years or 105 years, whatever it is that we have been building on debt, just a continuous debt buildup. It just, you got to build your credit score, you know,
that's
for
right.
What?
Jerry, we're out of time.
Thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a good week.
Appreciate it. Okay. Give Steve Hunt a call at 800-630-1491. Steve, thank you. We'll have you back next week, sir.
Look forward to it.
Okay. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of October. Well, I am going on a cruise. If you want to join me, it's pretty simple. You can go to my website, study up on the cruise. It will be a lot of fun. Being in the Caribbean the second week of February, and away from the ice, away from the snow, the cold temperatures, 31 degrees here at my place this morning, by the way. That sounds like a real treat. 20 restaurants. We'll get together once a day and have discussions. We'll have dinner together every evening. Lots of activities. These are luxury resorts on the water is what these massive cruise ships are. I've never been on a cruise. I'm really looking forward to it. You can get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call our cruise director if you don't have internet service. Our cruise director is Betsy Murphy. It's what she does for a living. Very nice lady. Wife of a very dear friend of mine. Betsy's telephone is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. And, of course, we have energy cleaners. I'll be taking my energy cleaner with me on the cruise. It'll be a road trip down to Orlando. I'll be speaking in Orlando Saturday the 8th of February. And I'll have my energy cleaner with me. I'll be a house guest at my friend Ted Brewer's home. And, yes, I will have my energy cleaner with me. I'm sure there'll be people on the cruise that will bring their energy cleaners with them as well. Of course there will be, because many of my listeners, hundreds of my listeners, have energy cleaners. Do you need one? Do you need an energy cleaner? Well, let's find out. Do you have arthritis pain? Do you have joint pain, back pain? Are you not sleeping as good as a small child every night? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you, in fact, need an energy cleaner. I have some in stock, mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Going back to earlier in the show, and Mike Adams' interview with the people who produced the new documentary, the title of it is The People's Truth. The People's Truth. There is a website that's been set up just for this film that you can buy a ticket for Wednesday, the 6th of November. There may be tickets also for Friday and Saturday, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 7th, 8th, 9th. You really need to check this out. The website they've set up is vaxxed2.com. That's V-A-X-X-E-D-2, Victor Alpha X-ray, X-ray, Echo, Delta, numeral 2.com. I hope to have Mike Adams' interview posted. It's a video interview posted on my website before the end of the day. I've sent it over to Tim Spencer to have it posted there. And hopefully he'll get that done today. I don't know what Tim's schedule is. We hear more and more, it seems like, even in mainstream media and even from the president, talking about the possibility of a civil war in this country. I really don't want to hear that kind of talk. I don't want to see people hurt. I don't want to have to deal with that myself personally. If it happens, it won't be some kind of spontaneous outpouring of people with emotionally upset about the president or whatever it is they're allegedly upset with. No, there's nothing at all to be spontaneous about it. It will be contrived. It'll be contrived and planned. The people beginning the civil disorder, they've already been recruited. They've already been trained. They've already got supplies and equipment to carry out their duties of civil disorder. Thank you, Mr. George Soros, for doing this. That's already been done. They're just waiting for their orders. They probably receive a monthly stipend so they can live in whatever hovel they're living in. My friend Sam Andrews, my Monday guest, he got to see the paycheck stub from one of these protesters up in Ferguson. Sam was the tactical leader of the Oath Keepers team there up in Ferguson during the Ferguson riots. None of the properties protected by the Oath Keepers were damaged, by the way. It was kind of funny. It wasn't funny, but when the Oath Keepers first rolled into Ferguson, rumors spread like wildfire through the black community that the KKK had arrived. And that lasted about 3 or 4 hours when a few hours later, there's photographs being taken of the smiling black business owners with their arms around the smiling white Oath Keepers. It didn't take long for the black business owners to figure out who the good guys were, who was going to actually protect their property. The police weren't protecting it. National Guard wasn't protecting it. The white guys, who weren't being paid, who spent their own money to come from all around the country, by the way, to buy their own equipment, their own supplies, their own travel expenses, to come to Ferguson, Missouri, and help black people protect their property. So much for white nationalists, so much for racism. People in this country aren't generally racist. They really aren't. It's a hysteria whipped up by the mass media to make something appear to be something, to whip up something out of thin air is what they're attempting to do, with limited success, very limited success. But with the people they've got trained, George Soros is trained and equipped and supplied, I believe they do have the ability to start massive just civil disorder in this country. When would that be? Well, the people I'm working with, I'm connected to various government agencies, they believe about a year from next week. That's what they believe, immediately following the election. Now, it could happen before then. It could happen after that. It may not happen at all, I hope. The consequences of not being prepared, if it does happen, are pretty dramatic, including death, of course. So I'll be prepared, and I hope you will. And hopefully you won't need to use those preparations for civil disorder. You can just keep them on hand for whatever Mother Nature throws our way. I've talked to Tom Berryhill, and I've talked about this many times privately and on air. There's no square foot on this planet completely safe from all natural disasters. That place does not exist. It simply does not exist. So being prepared is just a smart lifestyle, in my opinion. Just a smart way to go, a smart lifestyle, and gives you a feeling of independence. And that's a good thing, too. Being independent is a good thing. Knowing that if the power grid goes down, you can still have shelter, warmth if you need it, food, safety, medical supplies, all those things. That's a good thing to know that you've got that. It gives you some real feeling of satisfaction, a real feeling of independence based on reality, not some kind of make-believe fiction. That becomes your new reality once you're prepared with food and water and shelter. I've lived my whole life that way, and it certainly has given me some measure of independence. And I would advocate that everybody at least consider doing it for themselves. That would be a smart thing to do, don't you think? I keep coming back when it comes to preparedness skills. Now, Saturday morning, our local preparedness group is having a reloading class to teach men and women how to properly and safely reload pistol ammunition, rifle ammunition, and shotgun ammunition, shotgun shells. Properly and safely perform all those procedures. Now, the two main reasons people get involved in reloading. One is to save money. Another one is to have more accurate loads for their favorite rifle, if they're a precision marksman and they do and are involved in competition and that kind of thing. Maybe just a deer hunter may want a more accurate cartridge. But those are the typical two reasons that men and women get involved in reloading. And depending on how expensive the ammunition is and how expensive the components are, you'll save either a greater or lesser amount of money. It's going to vary from cartridge to cartridge and year to year. I recall back in the mid to late 90s, around 95, 96, and 94, ammunition was so cheap that it made no sense to get into reloading unless you were doing it for the second reason, that's to have a more accurate round for a particular rifle. And that's certainly a very valid reason, to say the least. So, that reloading class will be Saturday morning. We have our business meeting of our preparedness group at 9 a.m. The class for reloading begins at 10 a.m. This is in Viburnum, Missouri. It's V-I-B-U-R-N-U-M, Viburnum, Missouri, at the firehouse there, right on the main highway, going through town. Viburnum's a very small town, 650 people. It's towards the south end of town, right next to the ready-mix plant. When you see the plant that looks like the ready-mix plant where they mix up concrete and sell it, you're there. You're right. That's immediately south of the firehouse. And we have a very nice meeting room there. There'll be coffee and pastries. And class will start, like I said, we'll have a business meeting at 9 o'clock for our preparedness group. And the class will start right at 10 a.m. and probably go until noon or maybe slightly after noon. It's not going to take up the whole day. We have a qualified instructor who's been doing reloading for decades. He's a former FEMA employee himself, by the way. His job was to go into affected areas and get the water treatment plants functioning again. Very important job, and he was very good at it. He's now retired, and he helps out with our preparedness group as necessary. So I'll be there, and like I say, there's no charge, and you'll learn a lot. It'll be a lot of fun. Dave really knows his stuff. He's an entertaining instructor. This being November coming up, we're going to be planning our 2020 training schedule. And we have training once a month with our local preparedness group. We have a class on the identification, harvesting, and consumption of wild edibles and herbs. We'll have a class on first aid. We'll have a class on CPR. We may have a class on using a map and compass, land navigation class, carbine class, and others. Ham radio is another class. Tom Berryhill is always our instructor for ham radio. We're on a regular cycle of once a year for these classes, once a year, once a month. Typically, the first Saturday of every month, unless there's a conflict with a major holiday, then we'll skip it a Saturday and have it the following Saturday. There have at times been slight charges. I know for the CPR class, there's a slight charge for the certification process because you are certified when you finish the CPR class. Sometimes a small charge for materials such as first aid class and so forth. But typically, there's no charge for these. The Pioneer Day is a real fun one, where we'll set up a campground with teepees and cooking fires, and people get to practice with the bow and arrow and shooting, of course, and different various outdoor activities. Our local preparedness group has installed not one but two FM transmitters, one in Viburnum, one in Davisville. These transmitters can be used to bring news and reports to the entire community. That's what they can do. They're not in use right now. They're just kept in storage in Faraday boxes. We bring them out once or twice a year to do a few minutes check to make sure that everything's still working. These radios, these FM radios, they broadcast on the regular FM commercial band that you have in your car stereo and your home stereo. So you don't need special radios to hear our transmissions. Now, we've got one of our local, another local community is duplicating what we've done with these radios. They're buying their own radio transmitter. It'll be powerful enough to transmit to the entire city. And I'll be checking on that soon to see what the status of that is and offer any help if they need help getting up an antenna or doing an install. I've done lots of installs of these type of radios. But what we're doing down here in Osage Township, where I live, Davisville, Osage Township, is being used as a model for the rest of the country. So that's very gratifying for that to happen, is to have your work be duplicated to help other people. Very gratifying. Skills, skills, skills. They can take everything away from you, but they cannot take away your skills. Whether your group is six people or 600, here's the two skills going to be in biggest demand in short supply. First aid skills and ham radio skill. Biggest demand, shortest supply. That's true of any group, whether it's six people or 600. It doesn't matter. You hear us talk about the ham radio every Friday, the first hour. We talk and we talk. And we pick up some converts here and there, typically maybe, two or three a month. You may think, well, that's not very much, John. Well, that's one, just one person. And I'll do a ham radio class if only one person shows up. If just one person has that skill, it helps a lot of people. It helps a lot of people. At my website, we've got something called the Daily Intelligence Briefing. It's updated every day. It is literally updated every day. Sometimes Tim Spencer, my webmaster, has a conflict and he can't get to it for a few hours. It's put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. And we've got the one still from yesterday still posted. Dozens of articles. He starts out with a couple of articles on propaganda. Then there's two articles on the economy. And then he goes to Threat Level USA. A number of stories there. It looks like about 16, no, more like 20 stories altogether. I'm not talking about height. I'm talking about the number of stories. But just scrolling down here, he's got these countries in alphabetical order. Let's see, here's, okay, Israel, Judea, Samaria, Asia, Africa, European Union, the Baltics, Estonia, Ukraine, Macedonia, Azerbaijan and the other stands there in southern Russia and so forth. If you want to keep up with what's going on with geopolitical matters, this is one-stop shopping. Doesn't cost you anything, by the way. Update it every day. If it's not there when you check it in the morning, check later in the day. It'll be posted, the new set of articles that my friend, the former counterintelligence agent, puts together. He's a member of one of our state militias, by the way. And he tells me they're ramping up their training, tactical training. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of October. We have an election in 12 months, almost 12 months to the day, about 12 months and a week. I started talking about this, what, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, about what I'm hearing from trusted private sources who are expressing their concerns to me privately. That all hell's going to break loose following this election. There's no doubt whatsoever that the our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, that they will do everything they can to defeat President Trump. stuffing ballot boxes, having illegal aliens vote, and all the rest of it. Of course they will. They're going to fail because we're going to get all our people out to vote, people that have never voted, get all the conservatives to register to vote and actually go to the polls and vote. That's what's going to happen. They're going to lose. They know that. It's not going to keep them from trying to defeat President Trump, but they know it. They're going to lose. And it's our job to approach friends, relatives, co-workers, people we go to church with, convince them to register to vote and actually go out and vote a year from this week, a year from next week. That's not optional. This may be the most important election of our lifetimes, really. It certainly could be. In addition, we need to focus on county sheriff's races. We need to take back the House of Representatives. Maybe the Republicans will get some spine and actually do some good things that they didn't do the first 2 years of Donald Trump's administration in terms of legislation. That needs to happen. That really needs to happen. So get out there and do it. Help your friends get registered to vote. Get them to the polls. And let's reelect the President of the United States, President Donald Trump. Tomorrow morning, first hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications and things related to that. Second hour, my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert, talking about health-related matters. Monday morning is Firearms Monday. Sam Andrews, he's as good as it's as good as it gets. When Remington Firearms approaches you to take over their precision rifle division, you think you might just be at the top of your career path? Yeah, I think so. And that's just one of the many things that opportunities that Sam Andrews has had in the past. Some are very confidential; I can't talk about. But he's the real deal. Tuesday, we hope to have Steve Ben-Noon with us first hour. Steve and I see eye to eye on almost all the major issues, as far as I know. Second hour, Leon Green. We'll talk about more health-related matters. Wednesday is always a lot of fun with my friend Professor McKinney, the first hour, and my friend Jeff Nyquist, the second hour. Bring us back to Thursday. You can learn a lot from talk radio. You really can. It's fun. I enjoy doing this. It's become my passion to do this show every day. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your farm's hand-pitching. Never, ever get guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.